Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Point of View with Phimelo Mothine.
Monday to Thursday, 8 to 10 p.m.
All right, so Shesha is a new South African-owned e-hailing services, and we are going to be speaking to Shesha spokesperson, Nomsa Mdluli, and they're going to tell us all about this really wonderful innovation. In fact, we've been hearing whispers and murmurs about this for a while, so it is eventually here. On the line with us is Nomsa Mdluli. Thank you so much for your time. Good evening and welcome, Nomsa.
Good evening, Pamela. Thank you so much for having me.
Appreciate you making time for us. Talk to us about this new app, Shesha. When are we going to be, clicking into it and how soon can that happen?
All right. So Shesha is a proudly South African e-hailing service, the first of its kind. And we really, set to disrupt the landscape that's currently dominated by international companies. We are currently busy with driver sign-ups. We've got over 3,000 drivers that have signed up, and we currently are processing the applications. And then on the 1st of May, we'll be starting to roll out our services to our users.
So let's talk about who owns it. One of the stakeholders, I believe, is South African National Taxi Council.
Yes. So the equity shareholders are the Gauteng Taxi Industry Trust, the Gauteng Santaco, the Gauteng National Taxi Alliance. Another 10% stake is owned by Netizansi, which is a black woman-owned company. And then also to empower e-hailing operators, Pamela, what we've done is that we have offered a 10% equity share to the newly formed Gauteng E-Hailing Services Trust. And what then that trust will be used for is to administer benefits to the drivers.
And I see there's an involvement by the Gauteng Transport Department. So is this also a government-owned entity?
Not at all. So because we understand the South African landscape very well as a homegrown company, we've kind of consulted with all stakeholders. I mean, the role of the Gauteng Transport Department in this instance is the role of a regulator. So obviously we've been in consultation with them. So no, they don't have a stake in the company.
Okay. Let's talk a bit about some of the things that you're going to be offering here. I believe you're going to be giving access to medical aid, life and disability insurances. Just explain to us how that works.
Okay. So as I mentioned earlier, we've given a 10% equity share of the company to the Gauteng E-Hailing Services Trust because with the current e-hailing companies that exist, drivers do not have benefits. So this will be their own trust that they actually administer. Our vision for them is that they actually avail medical aid. So that trust should fund, medical aid, disability insurance. When you work on the road, a lot happens on South African roads. And you want drivers to be able to continue to fend for their families should something happen to them. These are the kind of benefits that we envision for them.
So the benefits actually are for the drivers, the bursary schemes and all of that. Okay, fantastic.
Yes.
And what kind of vehicles are we likely to see on the road, Nomsa?
There are all sorts of vehicles, depending on your taste, depending on the comfort level that you want. So even with the current e-hailing models that exist, you've got different tiers.
Gotcha.
But obviously those are private vehicles. We won't be getting you into a taxi, although the taxi industry is involved. We're aiming to meet the international standards of e-hailing services. So that's what one can expect.
With regards to the issue of drivers, would you call them driver owners? Are you going to change that business model? Or, I see you've got benefits to them. Will they be seen as employees? What will the structure be like?
It will be employees/independent operators.
Okay.
The difference with us is because we have invested in them.
Mm.
So when they join, they're only allowed to operate for Shesha.
Gotcha.
Obviously, because we've got these benefits for them,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
But at the end of the day, I mean, people have a choice in terms of who they want to service and what company they want to work for.
Mm.
But we're calling on them to work for us, and we're saying, we're giving you a voice. We've consulted you when the app was actually came into being.
Mm-hmm.
So when the innovation came, we had you in mind.
Mm-hmm. And of course, we know that there have been complaints about the kind of profits and the margins that they're making. Have you had a good conversation with the drivers that are currently unhappy with those kind of current structures?
We had. So the split with Shesha is 80-20.
Okay.
So 80% goes to the driver, 20% goes to Shesha itself. And with the current companies, when we consulted the driver, they mentioned to us that the split is around 60-40, 70-30.
Mm.
So they're actually, you know, pocketing more than they are currently doing with the current operators.
Mm. And what are we as customers likely to see with your pricing models? Is it going to be similar to what we are seeing, or what are pricing models going to look like?
Not at all. So we are quite competitive. We give competitive pricing, and that's why it's always important to have new role players in mm-hmm. the sector, and for our riders to be spoiled for choice. Another thing that's exciting for riders is that the prices are fixed. So it doesn't matter whether it's raining, whether it's peak hours and all of that. Because also we realize that, Pimelo, people use, e-hailing services on a regular basis.
Mm-hmm.
Some people use it for work.
Mm-hmm.
So you also want to be able to budget for your transport costs.
Yes.
You know, it doesn't help if, let's say, you travel for 5 kilometers every day. The other day it's 20 rand. After an hour, it's 50 rand. So you've got the security in terms of our pricing.
Mm.
Another exciting thing that we have is that we have emergency rides. You know, as a loyal customer,
mm-hmm.
if you have traveled more than 10 trips with us and it happens that you need to travel, urgently and there's no longer money in your wallet, you get what you call, I don't know if you've made use of airtime advance
mm-hmm.
back in the day. I don't mm-hmm. know if they still have it. So we have something like that where if your wallet has run out and you qualify for something like this, you can kind of use a ride and then pay later, but it's only for a limit of 5 kilometers.
Looking forward to that date, the 1st of May, as Nomsam Lulu says, it will be on offer for all of us. Shesha is the new hailing service that is wholly South African owned, so really looking forward to that. Thanks very much. Nomsam Lulu is a Shesha spokesperson there. Thanks for making the time. Thank you,
Brian.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.